Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, no, you go home to your friends. What's he wanting him to do? Testify. And tell them what? Tell them how great things the Lord has done for you and has had compassion on you. Is that your testimony? What great things the Lord has done for me and had mercy on me. Say it out loud. What great things the Lord has done for me and had mercy on me. And these things are things you have seen, you have heard, you know. And that is evidence of God's reality. That's evidence that Jesus is Savior and Lord. It's proof. Is an eyewitness testimony proof in a court of law? It's proof of Jesus' resurrection and reality. Because if he did something for you last Tuesday, he must be alive. I said he must be alive if he did something for you yesterday. He must be alive. He must be real. People can scoff and mock all they want to, but they can't take that away from you. You were there. You were there. You saw it. You heard it. You know it. Oh, somebody say glory to God. So he told him, he said, no, you're not going to travel with the preachers. But you're going to go back home. And you're going to tell all your friends what great things the Lord has done for you and how he's had compassion on you. And so the man did that. Verse 20, he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And what happened? What happened? It affected the whole region. I said it affected the whole region. Nothing is said about this man being an apostle or a prophet or evangelist. Nothing is said about that. He's just telling everybody how good the Lord has been to him. What great good things the Lord has done for him. What did he tell? What did he tell? What did he tell? He said, let me tell you where I was last month. I was naked in the cemetery. Cutting myself. You see all these scars? I did that to myself. I know it's stupid, but I did. I did. And I thought that was what I was supposed to be doing. I thought that was tough. I thought I was cool. I thought I was enlightened. I was a nudist goth. But I want to tell you that Jesus came where I was. Oh, hallelujah. And he set me free. He got that junk out of me. And I'm saved. And I'm free. And my thinking is pure and clean. Hallelujah. And my body is healed. And I don't want to live like that anymore. And the people he's talking to would go, there's something to this now, man. And other folks would say, yeah, my mama used to live over there by the cemetery. He's telling the truth. He was a bad one, man. It affected the whole region. Amen. Didn't it? Amen. All men did marvel. What are they marveling about? They're marveling at the goodness of God. Well, if he's good, he must be real. If he did something, he must be real. Can you say glory to God? Go to John 4 in closing, I think. In John 4, Jesus met this woman at the well. And he asked her for a drink of water. She said, verse 9, how is it that you being a Jew ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. So she has major problems with prejudice. And I think part of her problem is that she thought, or some Jews that she had encountered thought they were superior to her kind. And one translation says, Jews don't use the same dishes as Samaritans. And Jesus didn't even get into that with her. He just said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that's talking to you, asking for a drink, you'd have asked of him. And he would have given you living water. Living water. Thank you, Lord. And the woman said, sir, well, at least there's some respect there now. I mean, things are warming up. You have nothing to draw with. The well's deep. Where are you going to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself, his children, his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Anybody got that well inside you? Got that well inside you? And when the woman heard that, she said, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not and I won't have to come to this well and draw anymore. Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. Now, what's that got to do with anything? It did have to do with something. And the woman answered and said, I don't have a husband. I'm not married. Jesus said, well, that's right. You've well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one you got now is not your husband. So just because you were married to them doesn't mean they're always your spouse. And just because you're living with them doesn't mean they're your spouse. But anyway, the woman said, I perceive you're a prophet. In other words, how in the world could he know that? So she wants to get theological on him now, which is another way of changing the subject. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that Jerusalem is the place where you ought to worship. Jesus said, woman, believe me, the hour comes when neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem you worship the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, salvation's of the Jews. The hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he's come, he will tell us all things. Why don't you tell him that? She's wondering, is this him? Yeah. Is this him? Because he's sure telling me all things. And Jesus said to her, I that speak to you am he. Woo! And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? And the woman left her water pot. She's excited. And when she came to draw, but she forgot all about that. And went her way into the city, and what'd she do? What'd she do? What'd she do? She said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Is she an eyewitness? Come on, is she an eyewitness? She says, I saw him. I heard him. He told me things nobody could have known. Huh? He spoke right into my heart. When he talked, it touched me like nothing ever before. And what happened? Verse 30. And they went out of the city and came to him. This is a bunch of people coming to Jesus because one woman came and testified. They came to him. Why didn't they just go, aw, crazy woman? She might not have had the best reputation in town anyway. I don't know. No matter, you know. How come everybody stopped and listened to her? And then when they got through listening to her, they said, where's he at? Yeah. She said, come on, I'll show you. And they followed her back to find Jesus. She's not trying to explain redemption to them. She's no longer talking about the proper place to worship. What's she talking about? I saw him. I saw him. I heard him. He told me things nobody else could know. He ministered to me. He helped me. Is there power in this, saints? There had to be some power for all the men of the place to come and follow her back to Jesus. Something's going on. Something got a hold of them. They believe she's really had an experience. They believe this is real. And so they went out of the city and they came to him. And if you skip on down to verse 39, Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. Why? Why? For the saying of the woman which testified. Is she trying to break down scripture for him? No. She's just telling him, he told me all that I ever did. He told my life story. I never met this man. The word of knowledge was a strong witness to her, wasn't it? The word of knowledge. There'll be times, not just preachers now, that believers will be in a situation and the Lord will give you a word of knowledge about that person's situation, and it'll open them up to hear your testimony. And you don't have to give a drum roll and go, yay. Yay, I have a word for thee. You don't have to do it that way. It can be as simple as a question. Has this been going on with you? They might look at you and go, how would you know? Well, I didn't. But the Lord brought it to me. Well, then what comes next? What comes next? It could be time for your testimony. Come on, can you see this? I'm not saying that happens all the time, but it can happen. And keep reading. Verse 39. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. They did what? For what reason? Just because of her testimony. We got a bunch of men in town that are now believers in Jesus. They never seen him themselves. They never heard him, but they heard her testimony. Isn't that something? So when the Samaritans were come to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Which probably some Jewish religious leaders would not have done. They're in Samaritanville. And he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his own word. And they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of your saying. That's what got them there. I said, that's what got them there. But now we have heard. Oh, somebody shout. We have heard him for ourselves, and we know for ourselves that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. What's God's purpose in you and I being anointed? To share our personal testimony of what we see, what we hear, what we know. It's so they would come to believe and then have their own personal encounter with him and say, now I believe, not just because of what you've experienced, but because of what I've experienced myself. Oh, somebody say, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.